Welcome back to Financial Fridays. My name is Leonard Wright, Money Doctor with the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. You can find us at 360financialliteracy.org. In a minute, we'll be talking with Jay Belts. Over to you, Jason.
Yeah, this is Jason A. Thomas, Chartered Global Management Accountant. Hey, check out our website at financialfridays.org. Got a lot of great information. You can get a free book on entrepreneurism. And also, check out the Leonard Wright app. It's the tool of Financial Fridays. Go to your Android or smartphone. Plug in Leonard Wright, and you'll get information on the show on the Leonard Wright app, Financial Fridays. Over to you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Richard Rochelli, futures broker with National Securities Incorporated. You can reach me at rrochelli, that's R-R-O-S-C-E-L-I, at nationalsecurities.com. Our main website is www.nationalsecurities.com. You can see all the services that we offer, everything stocks, bonds, managed futures, insurance. Pretty much just about one-stop shopping, you can find it with regards to your financial services needs.
And now we're over to Jay Belts, founding partner and managing consultant for Integrity Pension Services, LLC, since 2013 here in the Valley. It's great to have you on the show. You've been a great, valuable contributor for a long time, and I just love that music. You know, Jay, I just want to share with you, my daughter, I was home the other day, and my daughter was playing the violin and dancing around to that song. And I just said, and she was literally dancing and playing on violin that song. It was just absolutely wonderful to behold. And she was doing it really well. So I told her, you do four more songs and we'll all dress as pirates this Halloween.
It's a kindred spirit of pirate land.
Yeah, I told her. I said, you and Jay, you know, I'll tell you.
Right, yeah, you know, how appropriate with tomorrow being Halloween, we all dress up as pirates.
And, of course, today is Nevada Day. So happy Nevada Day to everybody.
Nevada Day.
Thank you, Leonard. Happy Nevada Day to you as well.
So
Friday, the month of October.
Okay, so, you know, there's a company out there that we all get frustrated with when we use their software sometimes. It's Microsoft. They are the big player, the dominant player out there, but they've got some changes to their 401k plan.
They certainly do. You know, Leonard, they have 85,000 employees, and their 401k plan, for example, I believe has about $13 billion in it right now. And, you know, we heard a little while ago about tech companies providing leave, Ron.
Do we lose him? Jay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're back. Okay, we got you back. We lost you there for just a second. So your last, whatever you said,
I think it was like $13 billion in their pension fund.
Right. And recently announced that providing unlimited parental leave.
Okay, unlimited parental leave.
Okay. In a similar fashion, Microsoft just took off the cap on matching 401k plan.
Holy smokes. So what they're going to do is unlimited matching on 401k plans. So if you save 10%, they'll match it dollar for dollar up to 10%?
I believe so. I believe it's 100% match. So what they do is they actually do not do enrollment, but call it easy button. Like early in your year, you get an email and it says, here, salary deferral, 10% or 12%. That'll be your starting point from that point forward. Then they call auto. That amount goes up by 1% per year. So if you do nothing else and start at 8% salary deferral, then the next year you'll be at 9.
Okay. So it's just automatic escalation, what you're talking about.
Right, right. But the big news is taking off that cap. So they don't have any limitations then on the matching contribution.
Well, you know, that's a good thing. But the limitations are, you know, it's interesting. There are some changes in terms of what you can contribute, right, for this year? I mean, some of the changes.
You know, we
through?
Normally have changes, and we had changes last year. But, you know, the big news we heard about 3 weeks ago was no cost of living adjustments for Social Security. And that same test, Leonard, is used to change the limitations, the dollar limits, for contributions to retirement plans. And that actually, the underlying increase was 0.11%. So it wasn't enough at the end of September to increase dollar limitations for retirement plans. So we had the same limits as last year. So for example, in 2016, any one of us on a calendar year basis can defer the first $18,000 of our salary. So in the Microsoft case, if the employee puts in $18,000, they'll match them $18,000.
Well, that is unbelievable. Now, to what extent Do you think other organizations will follow? You know, it's interesting when we look back at this, and we were talking about from Porter Talbot, when he was talking about how the health insurance plans came into place, it was in the 1940s. Defined benefit plans and pension plans, they all had the genesis back in the 1940s as well, because they had wage controls. You couldn't pay people more money back then. So a Caterpillar could make a distinction with another company and offer them more benefits, not wages, because you had a ceiling on it. You couldn't give increase in wages. You couldn't pay the somebody coming in from another company additional wage. But you could give them health insurance, and you could give them a pension plan. So that's right. How we got to this level. Do you think more people are going to follow, because it's an employee benefit, do you think more people are going to follow the Microsoft example to be competitive like Intel and all these other organizations? Because it's really a competition issue.
Well, I think it really is for that high-tech employee, a lot of competition, and I do think others will follow suit in the industry, especially for the larger tech companies. So that's definitely true.
What do you think is the main motivation behind this within, I guess, the companies, the boards themselves, and are they making any changes to, you know, the in addition to this, any like additional services that they're going to provide for their employees in terms of having, you know, access to more funds, or, you know, just any more services in general? Or is this more just like, you know, hey, you know, here's an early Christmas gift, you know, go, you know, to do what you can with it?
Right. You know, Richard, it was part of a big survey they did, and I'm not giving it service by saying survey. They did a lot of analytics with their employees and different focus groups and AB and AC comparisons of different benefits and so forth. And this is one that was added to their benefit list because of that data research they did in their own organization. So I don't know that they added anything else to the plan. And I think they constantly review their investments, of course, to make sure they have highest quality funds at least lowest cost. Also, they have a lot of purchasing power with $13 billion under management.
You know, this is a little bit off topic about what we were talking about, but it seems like there's a lot of focus today on the cost of these different plans. Maybe you could just have a quick comment on that. We got about 2 minutes left, and then there are some issues with respect to notices that we need to bring our listeners up to date on.
Yeah, I think real quickly, there has been a lot of litigation, Leonard, on expenses related to plan investments. So that's pretty broadly based now and well known, so that employers are making sure that they are offering the best funds at the lowest cost for their employees, given their situation. And quickly, you mentioned the 1940s earlier. Does the date June 30, 1945 mean anything to you guys?
No. What about you, Leonard?
Well, if you were born on June 30, 45 or earlier, you are 70 and a half by the end of this year.
And that's a big day. That means required
that
minimum distribution.
That means you have a required minimum distribution from your retirement plan or your IRAs.
Unless you're still working and your money's in that 401k plan.
Yeah, if it's your first year, you've got to take that money by April 1st or take it out by 12/31 to be taxable this year. And quickly, we're in the notice period now for 401k plans. So if you're in a safe harbor plan, if you sponsor one, you've got to put out several notices by the 1st of December. That could include the commitment to make your 2015 Safe Harbor contribution or your announcement that you intend to make or are committed to make your 2016 Safe Harbor contribution to your Section 401k plan.
Terrific, Jay. Thank you so much. What's your website real quick?
IntegrityPension.com, 800-652-7067.
Terrific. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jay. Richard, it was a privilege to have you here as well. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time here in Financial Fridays. We've got 10 seconds left. Over to you, Jason.
Have a happy Halloween and a great Nevada Day. See you next week.
Take care, everybody. Be safe out there today. It's for Halloween.